For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The partial government shutdown over President Trump's funding demands for a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border is in its fourth week, and the president continues to hold out the possibility that he'll declare a national emergency to build the wall. On ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Republican Congressman Steve Scalise said Democrats don't want to reach a solution.
Not one single time, George, has Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer put a counteroffer on the table except a dollar. Nancy Pelosi said a dollar. That's not serious. We all know that. It's time for them to come to the table.
And Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells NBC's Meet the Press he knows the president is willing to compromise.
I hope on Monday what we'll see is finally Washington coming together and opening up the government. What that's going to take is for the Democrats to move off the position that they've been taking so far of no compromise, no movement, their extreme position they've got to be willing to give in on.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
With the gradual withdrawal of 2,000 U.S. troops from Syria, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells CBS's Face the Nation, opposition forces should see it as a chance to ramp up military activity.
The United States of America can project military power from lots of places in the world. The absence of a couple thousand soldiers on the ground in Syria in no way materially diminishes the capacity of the United States of America and our amazing armed forces to deliver American power to accomplish our objectives anywhere in the world.
And on CBS, Pompeo dismissed reporting that the FBI launched an investigation into whether President Trump was a potential national security threat is absolutely ludicrous. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio used his State of the City address to call out the super wealthy and push for health care for all. De Blasio tells CNN's State of the Union, the money is there, it's just being distributed to the wealthiest Americans.
This is systematic. I said in the speech, this has been an agenda from Reagan's administration right on through to Trump's, to take money from working people and give it to the 1%. We need policies that give back to working people.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Washington Post is reporting there are no detailed records of 5 personal meetings between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Post says Trump has gone to extraordinary lengths to keep the conversations under wraps. Senator Ron Johnson tells CNN's State of the Union he thinks Trump has been tough on Russia.
In the end, I'm going to judge this president based on his actions. As you said earlier, we have increased sanctions. We have begun providing lethal defensive weaponry as well as training to Ukrainians so they can defend their territorial integrity. The jury will be out on other actions this president will or will not take.
Most drugs are smuggled into the U.S. on board fishing boats, trains, tractor trailers, and ordinary cars that come into the country at legal ports of entry. That, according to former cartel members who've testified in the trial of notorious cartel leader Joaquin Guzman. CNN reports some cartel members have testified about using underground tunnels, but none have said they've transported drugs into the U.S. at unwalled sections of the border. The oldest World War II veteran in the U.S. has been laid to rest in Texas. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
A funeral held Saturday for 112-year-old Richard Overton, who passed away last month. He had toured the South Pacific during the war with his all-black Army unit and became a tech corporal. Governor Greg Abbott spoke at Overton's funeral, saying his service exemplified what it means to be part of the greatest generation, adding Overton voluntarily enlisted in the Army, quote, not in search of glory or some type of gratitude, and not because he was forced to do so, but instead out of a sense of duty for the nation that he loved so much.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.